Hi, my name is Rifki Bergman, and I was asked to share an idea about this week's Parsha, Parsha Va'era. I'm going to share one of my favorite ideas. It is based on teaching of the Maharal, L'chdushei Arim, and a few others. I got this from a mixture of different bunch of people over the years. This idea is a big concept from Reverend Schwarheller Gottlieb and Reverend Santorsky. I'm going to focus on the Pasuk in Perek Zion, Pasuk Beis and Gimel. So it says, Ata tedaber es kol asher atzavecha, va'al nechicha yedaber al paro v'yishilach es b'nei Yisrael me'arzo, v'ani akshe es leiv paro, v'hir beisi es ososai v'es mofsai v'aretz Mitzrayim. So there's a couple questions here that I want to bring up. Number one, why would Hashem send Moshe and Aaron to speak to Paro if he was going to harden his heart? Like, what was the goal there? Hashem could have said, okay, I'm going to bring these Osos Moshe to Mitzrayim, on Mitzrayim, and then I'll take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Why was the going to Paro, why was the hardening Paro's heart necessary, and why did Hashem want that specific event to take place? I'm going to start with an idea. We'll come back to the question at the end. I want to start with the idea of what the Eser Makos were and why was it necessary at this stage in history or in Bnei Israel's kind of journey. So first I want to note that the Pasuk uses the words Ososai, Mosai for the Makos. Like, it's used quite a bit in these Parshios. So we're referring to Makos as Osos. When Hashem created the world, Hashem used Eser, say, Amaros, kind of 10 commands in order to create the world. So it says, V'yamar Elokim v'yihi ar. And if you look in the Pesukim in Bereishis, that every single time Hashem says something to creation, they find 10 of them throughout the Pesukim. So Hashem created the world using 10 words, 10 kind of commands. Now, in order for Hashem to be able to create the world, for there to be existence that we can kind of, there can be beings, quote unquote, outside of him, there needs to be some sort of concealment. So we know that the Pesukim and Bereishis use that Hashem's name there is Elokim. We know that's Midas Hadin, and that's every layer of creation Hashem created was kind of, in a way, had to cover him up in order to allow for there to be free will, for us to be able to really choose a relationship with him, and for there to be an idea of creation that is not necessarily all just Hashem in his infinity. So that idea in the Sfarim is called Tzimtzum. Derech Hashem talks about it, meaning the layers that that Hashem covered himself up. There's a term of the sun and a shield, that Hashem is the sun, but in order to be able to, when we, like, human being can't look straight at the sun, it's very dangerous, but we have to add shields, kind of like dusting multiple filters and layers, and then using those special glasses, whenever we can look at the sun. So the same way, Hashem created this world with layers. In order for us to really be able to exist, there needed to be layers covering up, so to speak, Hashem. And that's the term Elokim. So that's what happened at creation. Hashem, in fact, the creation itself was what covered up and hid Hashem. Now, we go through history until we get to the Makos. And what was the purpose of the Makos? Maharal goes into it, and he goes through each Maka, connected which command of creation. So the Makos came to reveal whatever Hashem hid during creation. So there's different layers. So I'm going to come back to the word now where we say osos. So what's the term, an os? An os can mean, we have two meanings for the word, right? The first one is a letter, right? The osios and the Torah, the letters. And the second is a symbol. So what is a symbol? A symbol is usually something that, a symbol is not the symbol itself. It's usually trying to come and show us something deeper. It's coming to teach us something deeper. And it's representation. So we have, just like the words in the Torah are representations of ideas of deeper meanings, right? It's not just the pasuk. We don't just look up shat. There's infinite layers beneath that. And the letters are really symbols of the deeper ideas. We also have the makos. The makos are referred to as the osios, osos in the pasuk. The Makos came as a symbol to show, to uncover the layers of creation that Hashem created, to show, no, it's not nature. Hashem created these layers, these laws of nature, but the Makos came and said, this isn't really nature. This is really Hashem. This is really, Hashem is behind all of this, and Hashem is the one that's creating all of this constantly. So the Makos revealed Hashem's presence in the world. Now, why do we need this? Because the Makos, it was a necessary process in order to get to Har Sinai. The moment of Har Sinai is the momentous occasion in all of history where Hashem was able to be in this, to present or somehow reveal himself in this world. In order for that to happen, in order for Torah to be able to be present in the world, there had to be a revelation of Hashem somehow. There had to be a kind of reversal of the process of creation. Bring Hashem's presence back into the world in order for us to be able to get the Torah and receive it and then connect in that way from then on. So the Makos was a necessary process for the world and Klal Yisrael to uncover the shells of sorts of creation. And then the Ramban in Parsha, beginning of Parsha Bo, also goes even deeper of talking about each of the, like, grouping the different Makos together of, okay, what were they, how is it revealing Hashem's presence in the world? It was revealing Hashem's presence as the creator of the world. Like, for example, and we see in Tzfardei and all the first ones where water was always water, right? We see they worship the water because it's been there from the beginning of creation. The Nile was the biggest of Avodah Zarah and Mitzrayim. And Hashem said, no, this, I'm really behind, I control what happens to the water. So that was revealing Hashem in nature as creator. And as we get, like, further on the Makos, it's showing Hashem has a Shkacha process, Makos Bechor, so he was able to differentiate the Bechorim in Mitzrayim, are able to kill specific humans. Now, that showed a deeper level of Shkacha process, that Hashem controls not just the world, didn't just create the world, but he's present and he sees what's going on, and he has detail, kind of, really what Hashkacha Pratis means, that everything is under Hashem's control. Hashem is aware of every single thing that's happening in the world. So that was the process of the Makos, from creation, from complete hiddenness, to the complete revelation of Har Sinai, came through the Esar Makos. Now, this is a very deep idea. There's a lot of different aspects to it, but the point I want to bring is to our own practical lives. Now, we have a mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. We have a Yantarei Pesach, the big end of all about that. So what is the message of all this for every day of our lives? I want to bring in a little bit of a practical level that it says that Hashem, first it starts with Baal Shem Tov, says that really the main focus on tefillah should be for Geula. And then he continues, says, I'm not talking about the general ultimate Geula of Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash. That's true as well, but it has to start with a personal Geula. That means that each of us, in order for the ultimate Mashiach to come, each one of us has a personal Mashiach that we have to bring to the world, and a personal kind of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we need to go through. And then once we all do that, Hashem will bring the ultimate Geula. So how does this work? It says Hashem gave each one of us our own personal barriers. So when it says Hashem, I will harden his heart, I believe that that's where we're seeing that we all have our own personal barriers. So first, some are what we're born with. Hashem puts in our lives certain challenges, certain circumstances that we can't control. And that's where Hashem kind of, quote unquote, can harden our heart or can create a blockage. And then there's also times in our lives where we put our own barriers up, whether it's protection, whether it's certain our fears or different things or choices that we make create more barriers between, which is kind of like blocks of seeing Hashem in our life. And that's later on. We see in the pasuk where Paro hardens heart, and then eventually Hashem hardens heart. So we see the combination of the two. And our job is working with these barriers. That is our avoda in life, is being able to see the osos in the world, in our lives. Hashem sends messages and signs to each one of us in our lives. And our purpose in this world is to break through those personal barriers that we have, whether Hashem put them there, whether we put them there, to see Hashem in the world and to connect to Hashem, say, Hashem, I see you here. I see you in the challenges. I see you in what seems like nature, what seems like complete darkness. And in that way, we break through the barriers, and then we can bring the light of Hashem into the world and ultimately to the ultimate geula of complete revelation of Hashem in this world. And one of the ways that the Sfarim bring Baal Shem Tov talks about it again, Chidushim talks about it, Ma'ari Nayim, these are just a few names of how do we do that, how do we break through our barriers. And they actually bring, I think it's pretty fitting that in the last week's Parsha, what initiated the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim was V'nitzak El Hashem. But Israel just cried out in pain. And what is that? Hashem just wants our sincerity and our broken heart. Now it's not these big sacrifices and these difficult things like we see, we read stories of Gedolim that fasted for months and went into cold, like freezing cold water for mikvah. That's not what Hashem is asking of us. He's asking of us for a moment of true tshuva, a moment of true connection, saying, I want this, I want a connection, I want to see you in my life. And real tefillah, not even, again, we say the words because they're important, but that moment of kavana, of I really want a connection, I really want to do what's right, I really want to see you in this world. So the Nitzak El Hashem is almost like an emotional connection, a dveikus, a moment of dveikus. And it says, right, that if we open a whole size of Nidal, Hashem will open the gates, the biggest gates that can ever be closed. So that's what Hashem asked of us, to make us take a step in taking down, to look, seeing through these barriers, take a step in trying to see past the pain, see past the darkness. And then once we're able to do that, Hashem just opens up the rest for us. And hopefully we're able to see, once we put that effort in, we're able to see, okay, now I see Hashem more in my life. I feel Hashem more in my life. And ultimately, Bezer Hashem, that will bring us to Vigi'ula Shalema. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.